Question three, Councillor McLeod, could you put your question?
Thank you, Chair. Will the portfolio holder for development and control please explain why over £100,000 generated in S106 funding at the Capital House site developed by George Wimpey East, Anglia Limited, within my Harwich East Central ward has been used to purchase a property in Clacton? And will he further explain why this decision to use 106 funding generated in Harwich for purposes outside the local community was taken without knowledge and without consultation with the ward members representing Harwich East Central Ward? Chairman.
Councillor Guglielmi, your reply, please.
And thank you, Councillor MacLeod, for your question. As Councillor MacLeod no doubt will be aware, Section 106 payments are usually time restricted, as well as sometimes been defined for specific purposes. Whether or not defined to a specific project and whether a suitable project is unlikely, or as an emerged during the time frame covering the Section 106, the Council has always endeavoured to ensure that money is spent rather than returning to the developer. This has meant that historically Section 106 has on occasion been spent in an area different, in a different area of tendering other than the one where it was accrued. In some cases, the level of Section 106 is so small that it has to be amalgamated with other Section 106 funds to make a viable scheme. So such a practice is not uncommon and makes financial sense. In the case of the Capital House, Section 106 money will become time expired in 2015. And as such, rather than give it back to the developer, it had been earmarked to the compulsory purchase order of 11 Berkeley Road in Clacton. However, because of the nature of the CPOs, the money has not been and will not be technically spent until such time as the former owner of 11 Berkeley Road decides to exercise their right to claim a valuation price for the property. In effect, the funding has to be held for a period of 6 years, pending any call on it. So whilst the Section 106 is technically committed, using it in this way means that it could be transferred back to the suitable project in Harwich, providing that the replacement funding could be found and providing that a suitable project could be identified before the expiry date of the Section 106. And such projects were not identified in your area, unfortunately. Although 28 dwellings were affordable dwellings were delivered with the scheme. I'm aware that the funding could not be found to backfill the Section 106 and if a suitable scheme could be found in Harwich, but having spoken to officers, it does not seem likely that any suitable scheme are likely to emerge in Harwich before Section 106 becomes time expired. I should also say that utilising these funds in this way could equally be seen funds from Clacton or any other development areas leave those areas that took parts of the district where affordable housing scheme are emerging. So I would not want to prevent this flexibility and stifle the options for the affordable scheme that come forward for want of funding. I hope that's been a comprehensive answer to you, Councillor Clare.
Would you like to come back, Councillor MacLeod?
Yes, thank you, Chairman. Is the portfolio holder aware that the officer's report and the Cabinet minutes repeatedly refer to £235,000 of S106 money funding having been identified for the purchase of 11 Berkeley Road in Clacton, but at no point is any reference made to the fact that this includes over £100,000 generated within my East Central ward? Does he agree with me that this is entirely wrong, that the use of this S106 funding for the purpose of outside of the community in which it was generated should not have occurred without consultation with the Harwich East Central ward members, and that Harwich members should not have been denied the opportunity to call it in and a decision based on concerns of how the project was being financed? Thank you, Chair.
Councillor Guglielmi.
Thank you for that. We took a decision to recently publish all the Section 106 available in the areas. Up until this time, it was not possible for the planning department to do so. The technical ability wasn't there, and it took a huge amount of officers' time to put this system together. Now it is together. We checked it and double-checked it. As you're well aware, the officer who was dealing with that tragically passed away, and a lot of his knowledge went with him. There was very little in the way of in which the system could be implemented, and officers have been working very hard into putting together a form that would be member-friendly. So, therefore, that's where the publication of all the money available came about. The 106 in the past has always been administered by officers. In the case of town and parish councils, clerks are fully aware of the money in their areas, and they're very much in contact with the planning department. I know of all the parish councils I go to, they're all quite hot on the on following what 106 is in their areas and when it expires and what it can be utilised for. The important thing is that any Section 106 money doesn't go out of date and that it gets used. If a scheme comes up in a particular area and there is fund available elsewhere, fund will be transferred to your area. You can rest assured on that.